Hi, Gene. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I was reading your February Green Medicine magazine, and you have some foods that increase wrinkling and some that decrease it or slow it down.
Slow it down, and, yes.
Yes, okay. Now, I had seen milk in there, and milk increase it. What's in milk that would do that?
You know, that article that you'll see in the footnote reference from the journal, the American College of Nutrition, no less, they didn't tell us that. They just told us that these are the foods that do it, but what it is in each of the foods was not specified. So I wish I could answer, but it wasn't in the research.
Okay, well, and then I got another question about it. Are they listed in order of, in other words, is it good or bad? So the ones that are good, the ones that decrease it, are they listed in order of that, or are they just listed?
No, they're not in order. They're just listed that way in the research article, and none of them were significantly greater or significantly worser than the other ones at either lessening the skin wrinkling or at making it worse. So you really can't say, well, I can eat a little bit of this because it's not so bad. These are just all the ones on the bad list. Now, one other thing to mention about milk and dairy, and I'm sorry to take your time to do this, sir, but what's very, very little known is that there was a giant old study called the Harvard Nurses Study, 80,000 women for still being observed, and another one called the Harvard Physician Study, and us guys don't participate in research as well, I guess, and so there were only about 27,000 men. And the conclusion they came to were one that you just never see published, and you might understand why when you think about who runs advertising. And that is, look it up, Harvard Nurses Study, the more milk and dairy, the more osteoporosis they got, which is just exactly the opposite of what we've been told for years, but it's from the Harvard Nurses Study. And for men, the more milk and dairy they ate, the more prostate cancer they got, which, again, we've not been told about. It's not just wrinkling for that milk and dairy. It's prostate cancer.
Uh-oh, well, that's not good news for me because I'm a milk drinker, so I guess I better slow it down. And I just wanted to say, I really, this is about the third or fourth issue of this Green Medicine magazine, and I really like it, and thank you for doing it.
Well, thank you, sir, and folks, I did not pay this gentleman to make this call, so thank you for mentioning it.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you, Gene.